Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. Every week, join me and my rad guests for tips and tricks for your entrepreneurial journey, incredible stories, real conversations, and takeaways to implement into your life to create positive change. Ready for a rad and real life and biz? Let's get our freak on. Welcome to the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm Carly Nimmo, and I'm super duper excited to start this podcast. I actually am really surprised that I haven't done this before now. I'm a voiceover artist and I have a background in radio, so it seems so crazy that I've never thought about doing a podcast before. Scrap that. I have thought about doing a podcast quite a bit, but I've never gotten off my ass to get something happening. And about a week ago, a friend contacted me for some business advice because that's what I do, amongst other things, which I'll talk about a bit later on. But she had come to me and she asked me for some advice on finding the right staff. And I had said to her, you know what, I could sit here and type it, or I could just record it and start this bloody podcast. So I did that. I recorded, about 30 minutes worth of audio on finding the right staff. And I might put it out there. I'm kind of not quite sure yet whether I'll do that, but because it doesn't really fit within the theme that I've figured out since then. But, you know, who knows? So I guess that was the catalyst for me to think, hey, okay, let's just do this. And so here I am. I've, you know, it's weird because I actually hadn't really even listened to a podcast before a couple of weeks ago. And now, like, I'm fully obsessed with them, fully obsessed. I just can't believe that I haven't been, you know, I've been walking on the beach every day for like 10 years and I've never taken a podcast with me. So weird. But then in the last 2 weeks, I've just been overdosing on podcasts and I'm totally loving it because I guess I'm a bit of an auditory learner. So that really, it excites me. Working with my voice excites me. Working with sound excites me. So here I am. So what is the Own Your Awesome podcast all about? Well, I'm an entrepreneur and I love business. I love talking shop. It bores most of my friends to death, except for my, you know, little inner tribe of fellow entrepreneurs where we can sit and drink wine and talk business until we're blue in the face. So there'll be, you know, definitely an entrepreneurial spin to this podcast. But what I'm really most interested in is hearing people's stories and finding out what made them who they are. You know, I'm obsessed with like Real Housewives, the whole franchise of Real Housewives, and I guess reality kind of TV, because I love to dissect personalities and figure out why they behave the way they have and why they get the outcome that they get. And so I'm really interested in finding out people's stories. Here's what happened, right? This was another catalyst for why I'm standing in front of the mic right now. A couple of weeks ago, about 13 months ago, I had a baby and I've been involved in a mother's group and primarily on Facebook. You know, I've been to all the kids' first birthdays and all that kind of jazz recently. So I formed a relationship with these women and, you know, but I haven't been able to fully delve into friendships with them because most of the time I've been working. You know, Mabel sleeps, I work. And that's just the way it is. And it has sucked sometimes, not so much now, because a lot of those mums are having to go back to work and really disliking that, where I'm so blessed to have worked my ass off for the last 10 years so that I could have time at home with Mabel and still run my business. And I'm so blessed for that. But that's not the point of what I'm trying to say here. So I guess over the last year, you know, I've seen these girls on and off, and I thought I knew some of them, but it was very clear that my conversation skills were obviously very lacking, and sleep deprivation is a real bitch. So I guess I just didn't really have the conversation skills to dig any deeper than, hi, how's your baby going? Is it sleeping? And to be honest, like, when you're in those kind of mothers groups, a lot of the time that is all you have in common with them, the fact that you both had babies at the same time and chances are they're not sleeping, or, you know, you've got some similar issues there. And because motherhood is so all-encompassing, kind of becomes all that you have. And so, you know, particularly in that first year, and so that's all you have to relate to with mums in your mothers group. And, you know, if any of my mothers in the mothers group are listening, I love you. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, I think we can all agree that, you know, chucking a whole bunch of people in a room that have babies at the same time doesn't mean that there's going to be some really strong relationships forged. And anyway, I was just flicking through my Facebook feed and a photo came up of one of the girls who I really like, and she was hanging from a rope from a ceiling dressed in lycra, and I was just like, what the fuck is this photo? And it turns out she was actually in a circus in Mexico, and I just thought to myself, why don't I know that about you? Why don't I know that you were like a circus freak in Mexico? Why don't I know that you used to hang off silks and dressed in lycra? Like, why don't I know that about you? And I guess because I didn't ask. And so I thought to myself, I'm just going to open a thread here and I'm just going to ask people to bare their soul a little bit. And so I did. I opened this thread and I asked the girls to tell me about their story, to, you know, open up and be vulnerable and let me know their story. And so I told them a little bit about my own story. Anyway, what followed was just the most incredible, you know, like, people really opened up. They did it with such, like, courage. You know, they were like, this is my story. And some of the stories were, well, actually, all of the stories were incredible. I was like, oh my God, I'm actually surrounded by incredible women that I didn't even know were all that incredible, because I'd never delved any deeper than what they presented on Facebook or what I saw when I caught up with them for an hour at the river, or, you know, at a fitness class or something. Like, I didn't, it was all surface. And so I just became really interested to know, you know, if these women have such incredible stories, everybody has an incredible story. Everybody has a journey and has struggle and has fear. You know, we're all the same. I'm a huge fan of not pedestaling people, you know, like, I just find that a pedestal creates this distance between, it's like an energetic difference between you and success or where you want to be, whether that's fame or success or wealth or, you know, being in a loving relationship. When you put someone on a pedestal, you're essentially putting yourself down, and that's not great. So what I want to do with this podcast is, you know, sure, we're going to be talking about the general entrepreneurial stuff. There'll be great tips and tricks for your business because I'm really passionate about it, but we're also going to be really delving into people's stories, and we're going to be talking about fear and weaknesses and failure, because I honestly feel like the greatest lessons that I've learned in my own life have definitely come from my biggest failures, my biggest fears. And so if it's true for me, it has to be true for other people, right? So that's kind of what we're going to explore. At the end, though, of each podcast, we're going to have a takeaway. So the guest will have a little exercise for you to do to implement into your life to create some positive change. So not only will you hear some fascinating stories, you'll get some great tips and tricks for your business, and you'll learn, you know, about all manner of different topics and themes, but you'll also, you know, not feel like you're doing this all alone and you're the only person in the world that struggles with, you know, self-doubt and fear and all that kind of jazz. And then you'll have something to take away and implement into your life. And that'll have a hashtag called The Takeaway, and you'll be able to interact with us to let us know how the exercise is working in your life. So, who the hell am I? I'm Carly Nimmo. I guess if I had to use three words to describe myself, it would be communicator, connector, and creator. And those three things really epitomize who I am. I'm a communicator in that I love to tell my story. I use my voice every day for work because I'm a voiceover artist. I love sitting down and having really in-depth conversations with people. I just love communicating. I'm a connector. I don't know if this is going to make me sound completely like a total wanker, but people come to me when they need to be connected to somebody else. It's weird because I don't feel like a person who knows a lot of people, but when somebody needs to find someone who does blah, blah, they come to me. I don't know what that is, but so I'm like a connector and I've always done that. You know, and not just in that sense of, hey, you need an accountant, I know an accountant, not that kind of way, although there is that aspect too, but I've always been a person who, you know, when I was a kid, I used to bring together friends from all different areas of my life and they would all, you know, I don't know, there was like a commonality and they would become friends too, you know, and I was that kind of connector too. So I was connecting my friends to my friends and they were having fantastic friendships outside of my own friendship with them. And then I'm a creator and I've struggled so hard with being a creator because I've felt sometimes like I'm a magpie, you know, oh, look, there's something shiny. Oh, look, there's something shiny. Oh, look, there's something shiny. Like, I guess I thought I lacked focus and, you know, I'm always starting a new project and I'm always, you know, and I thought I was a really weak finisher, but as it turns out, I just like to create. And that doesn't mean that I'm a bad finisher. It doesn't mean anything. You know, I'm just attaching a meaning to that by saying I'm a bad finisher. I'm not a bad finisher. I've run Killer Copy for 11 years, you know, as started off with me in front of the microphone, just myself, and have turned it into an agency with about 20 different talent. I've created incredibly strong relationships and loyal relationships with my client base because I'm always consistent. So I am a finisher. I'm a total finisher, but I love being in creation phase. I love starting new projects. I love diving into stuff. So starting this podcast is totally down my alley. You know, I guess right now I wear a few hats. Own Your Awesome. Look, I didn't know what I was going to do with it. I just felt the call to start it. And, you know, I started blogging and I created 7 Days to Awesome little package, which is a free thing via my website if you want to join in on that. It's just done via email. And initially it was a paid program, but, you know, I just wasn't feeling it in terms of this is my vocation kind of thing. So I just gave it away for free. And I know that it can help people because it's really focused on finding out what your values are and, you know, who doesn't need that in their life, right? Yeah. So on Your Awesome, I do that. I also do, I guess it started off as a mastermind, but it's more turned into like a mentoring type program for other entrepreneurs. And I love that. I work primarily with mums in business, really. I didn't think that that would ever be something that I did because I never saw myself as a mother. But here I am. And I think I'm working mainly with mums because I understand the constraints that having children can do to your business. And, you know, if I'm brutally honest, you know, prior to having Mabel, I didn't actually like kids all that much. This makes me sound like an evil bitch. I liked, you know, I didn't mind kids. I just didn't see myself having them. And I certainly didn't get, you know, I was like, oh, she's a mum. Like, I just, I had these horrible preconceived notions about a mum in business and what that looked like. And, you know, for me, it meant that that person was probably not very focused because the kid was always taking them away from that. So, I'd had all these kind of horrible judgments about a mum. And now, here I am in that space. And, you know, I run a very successful business and I do that with Mabel, and I work primarily with mums because I understand that kids isn't a disability when it comes to business. In fact, it can be a real strength because you certainly know how to use your time when you have children because you don't have a lot of it. So, you know, you've got to be really strategic with knowing what to do first and being focused. So, yeah, so I guess first and foremost, I'm a mum, but that would be above everything else. But yeah, a voiceover artist. I'm a business mentor, and I did have a co-working space, which was a huge, no other word for it, but failure. And that taught me so many lessons, which was also another reason that I kind of wanted to get into podcasting. Another reason that I guess that led me to starting this podcast was I was interviewed on another podcast, Alex Hillman, about my co-working experience. And when I was on that call, I was thinking to myself, why aren't I doing a podcast? I've got shit to offer. I've certainly got the skills, but what was holding me back was fear, really. There's obviously so much more to my story. And over the course of the next few weeks, months, whatever lies ahead, you'll definitely get to know more about me. And, you know, I'm going to be real and vulnerable because I don't really know any other way to be. I'm not a guarded person. I can be guarded in some ways, but generally, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, has spent my whole life hearing too much information. So, you know, you are going to get sometimes a little too much information. But that's who I am, and I can't be anyone else. I was thinking I might dig in and go through my own biggest fears and failures and all that kind of jazz, but that's what this whole journey is. You know, you're going to learn all that kind of stuff throughout my conversations with other people. So I'm going to leave that for when it organically comes up. But what I do want to do is offer you a takeaway.
The takeaway: positive change exercises sprinkled with salt and vinegar, wrapped in newspaper and handed over the counter from our special guest to you.
So the takeaway is an exercise for you to implement into your life to create some kind of positive change. And the exercise that I'm going to pass on for my first ever podcast is what I can only describe as a complete game changer. And I freaking hate that word, but I'm using it. It's a game changer. The idea behind it is being present, right? I had depression and anxiety. Oh, see, I'm already letting you in. I had depression and anxiety pretty severely back in 2009, 2010, probably 2011. And, you know, I did therapy and I tried all kinds of different healing modalities. And, you know, I ran and I changed my diet and I did a whole bunch of self work, really. Anyway, one of the things that I really noticed was I was so not connected to myself and to my value set. And part of it was because I was never, ever, ever present. I was constantly on autopilot. You know, it was like I was driving in my car and then, you know, all of a sudden I'm home and I can't actually remember how I got from here to there. You know, I know most people don't block out an entire trip, but you know, you have those moments where you don't know where you were. And my whole life had kind of felt like that. Like I was never really in my body. I was always crazy energy everywhere, but never really centered and grounded. And I think those can be two really overused words, but, you know, I'm going to own that. I wasn't centered and I wasn't grounded. And so I, you know, I needed some exercises to bring me back into my body, because what had happened during my period of depression was I had become completely disconnected from my emotional state. So no longer did I know what anger or sadness or happiness felt like. I just had numbness. I had nothing else but numbness. And so anyway, I came across this exercise where, you know, I would stop and I would take a few deep breaths and I would feel my feet on the floor, I would feel my bum on the chair, and I would just imagine me pulling my energy back into me and making sure that I was, you know, in a contained, I was contained is the word, within my body, I guess. And in doing that, like, it was such a powerful exercise because I became so much more connected to my intuition and to my gut and to my body, you know, like I can feel shit. And I'd become so disconnected. I just didn't feel anything. So the exercise was like, yeah, sure, I was putting my feet on the ground and I was feeling them every now and then, but I wasn't remembering to do it often. So what I did was I set a reminder on my phone. And the reminder went off every hour. And when the reminder went off, it didn't matter where I was or what I was doing. When I heard the beep beep, I was like, okay, deep breath. Okay, where am I? How am I feeling? Where are my feet? How are my muscles? Are they tight? Are they, you know, what needs to loosen up? How am I feeling? What's my emotional state? What needs to change? You know, between now and this next buzzer, what do I need to do to have myself in a different place to where I am right now, if where I am right now isn't where I want to be? You know, and sometimes it would be simple, as simple as just, man, you're dehydrated, get a glass of water, or turn off the computer and go outside and walk, you know. And so I would do those little things, and when that came off the next hour, I would repeat. Feet are on the ground, deep breath, how am I feeling, what's my emotional state, where do I want to be next hour? So I want you to do that. I want you to set a timer on your phone. It doesn't have to be hourly. It can be, you know, every couple of hours, whatever works for you. And I want you to take a moment to get present with yourself and to, you know, use it as a tool to create positive change in your day, in your hour to hour, you know, just where am I right now? Where do I want to be next hour? And then just do whatever needs to happen. So that's my takeaway, the first takeaway. So excited. And I would love to hear from you. You know, I don't need acknowledgement, you know, and I'm not going to give my power over to anybody else to make me feel good about myself. But regardless of that, I would love to hear if you give this a crack and what change it makes. You know, if you want to get on Instagram and take a photo of yourself, you know, whatever it is, if you know, it would be great if you could share one of the things that come to you within those hourly blocks that you do to create a positive change in your hour. And take a pic and hashtag the takeaway. And, you know, at Own Your Awesome is me. And I guess that's it for today. Oh my God. First podcast, done and dusted. And I'm super duper, duper excited. I have made a list of people who I would like to be on this podcast. And some of them you may have heard of and some of them you would have never have heard of. And I'm so excited about these. All these people have had some kind of positive influence on me and my life. And so I'm really excited to explore who they are, what makes them tick, and what, you know, what little nuggets of gold they have to share with you. Because at the end of the day, this is for you, you know. It's for me to use my gifts to bring something of value to the world. And I'm just going to wrap up there. So until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of the podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness just like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.